operating Australia's largest complementary SME model, helping the defence sector optimise capability and assets. Gold Group presents the Defence Ready Seminar Series podcasts. The Defence Ready Seminar Series is a joint initiative of Gold Group, Hunter Defence, Aiden, and the Centre for Defence Industry Capability.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Defence Ready Seminar Series of podcasts. My name is Grant McCarran, and in this episode, we will be discussing the Defence Introduction Seminar. Now, the purpose of this podcast is it's going to explain the virtual workshop that addresses the Explorer level. We define the Explorer level as those companies or staff having little or no knowledge of working with defence or defence industry. It also includes business owners or business development managers who are curious to inform themselves for a better quality decision as to whether to pursue the defence market, or even people recently employed by a business already operating within the defence space who require a fundamental understanding to better orient themselves to the market. Finally, it also can include companies or staff wanting to ensure they have the latest information available on the defence market. To help us with this discussion, we're joined by Alan Rankins, the Managing Director of Gold Group. Alan is the principal architect of the Defence Ready Framework and the Defence Ready Seminar Series, and he's utilising his 49 years of defence background and extensive ties with the Australian industry to help host not only this podcast, but also the entire Defence Introduction Seminar. Alan, welcome to the show.
Thanks very much, Grant. It's a pleasure to be here.
Excellent. Well, to kick off, because some of the people listening here may not have heard you give the presentation to about the entire series, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thanks for the opportunity. It's never too difficult to talk about yourself, but I hope I don't bore too many people. I've been involved in the defence industry, as you said, for 49 years, 21 in uniform, and the rest in the defence industry in both primes, medium-sized companies, and for the last 15 years, running my own small to medium enterprise. Recently, in January, I appointed a CEO and moved to become the Managing Director of Gold and the Managing Partner of the Gold Group, which is Australia's largest complementary SME model. I've also represented the Australian Industry and Defence Network across every level from national president down to worker boy. I also consult principally in maritime to naval areas above and below the line for both defence companies and for defence itself in developing AIC plans, strategies, studies, risk studies, bids and so on. I've also been a previous chair, an inaugural chair of the Synthetic Environment Working Group, and I represent Aiden still today on the Australian Industry Group's Security Working Council.
That's pretty extensive experience there, Alan. Great that you were able to bring this to the table for this seminar. So can you please describe the main theme of the workshop bundle and how it will be delivered?
So this introduction to the defence market will be bundled, as we say, with four e-learning modules. The first module is the introduction to the defence industry specifically. So that really does lay some groundwork about what is defence, what is defence in Australia, why do we need it, where do you find information on policy, government white papers, force structures, current and potential opportunities, what the Air Force does, what the Army does, what the Navy does, etc. So that's what that module does. The second module introduces the ADF in more details, the Australian Defence Force. So the Australian Defence Force is those three bodies, Air, Army and Navy, plus they now have a thing called joint, which is when they try to play well together in the sandpit. And finally, the minister and the government have announced recently that we're all going to put our helmets on and our spacesuits and become members of the space race with a space division involved in the Defence Department. So that's quite exciting. The next part, of course, is that we're also going to have some form of cyber force. A lot of that cyber force is going to be hidden behind a lot of closed doors. So you can rest assured, though, that the Australian Defence Force is well equipped and well prepared to help us with the fight in cyber. Module 3 is industry participation, which introduces how you find opportunities that exist for your participation in defence, and it also provides overviews of funding sources and assistance that are available. So Module 4 talks more about those innovation streams and funding sources. So if you've got a really, really bright idea about the next mousetrap, this is the module for you. And also talks about how you work with prime contractors. Now, that terminology is also an acronym in defence, but it means the big boys, the big players. This module introduces those players to the audience and the delegates and what their role is and their makeup in the Australian defence industry landscape. After that, we do two virtual workshops. Before I talk about the virtual workshops, I might step back and talk about the resource library. We've provided in our learning management system a significant amount of publicly available and defence supplied documentation. The reason we've provided it in our learning series is that it saves the SME searching through the internet for terminology and documentation. Where required, we have had permission from organisations like the Australian Defence Magazine, AIG, and Connexus, the largest defence recruiting organisation, for use of their material in our, and in fact, they're participating in our workshops. So workshop one is a brief recap, an update on the e-learning. Obviously, the one constant thing about defence is change. So what we've got to do is keep updating you. We have a steady process of updating these e-learning packages, but they're not updated every day. So the next week, there's something that has changed in the environment, and that's what this workshop one is about, to bring you up to date with the current opportunities, the current policy documents, and things that have changed since the e-learning was last updated. Within that, there will also be some introductions, videos, talking moments, presentations from key people like Kate Lewis, the head of the AIG's Defence Security Council and Defence Council. Kate did run industry division as the Assistant Secretary, so she has in defence, so she has a comprehensive knowledge of where all this policy and framework comes from. I've had the pleasure to work with Kate over a number of years. Workshop two will provide a number of answers. One of the things we will be very careful to do in this series, but particularly for the defence intro, is to ask the delegates what it is they want to know. And that starts with questionnaires when they register, all the way through to chat rooms, and what we try to guarantee, if it's at all possible in this earth to answer the question, we will answer it. Now, the first session that we try to answer those questions is workshop two. If they're generic enough, we then, though, go into letting people know what questions we're going to have to answer later, and we'll provide the answers to those. We also then go into a bunch of case studies where we get battle-scarred and whip-marked SME gurus who've been through the whip mill to talk about a little bit about their experiences. Throughout the defence webinar series or seminar series, we will get a number of other case studies from a whole number of other companies and experiences. So we're not in the introduction trying to teach everybody everything they need to know in one webinar, but we're just starting the journey. So that package fits in to provide a wealth of background information for all of the other seminars. You should discuss it with the facilitators if you feel you already know what is in this seminar, because my feeling is you don't. There is a reminder, though, with this, though, Grant, that the podcasts are essential to do. There's a podcast introducing the entire series, which you mentioned before. There's a podcast about Hunter Defence Task Force from Tim Owen. There's this defence introduction podcast, and there's podcasts for each of the other seminars. There will be other videos as part of this journey. So we've tried to use every adult learning technique other than reaching through the microphone and waking people up. But we hope that won't, because the way we've structured this, each webinar is 1 hour long, timed to be in a day, a time of day that works for busy, hardworking SME companies, with a half an hour bump in to test your audio and your video and all of those things, and then half an hour for questions for those that really do want to hang around and have a virtual coffee with the facilitator. So we're not interrupting their. There is about 50 odd, over 50 webinars in our series. So we know we have to space this out.
Well, that's certainly a very comprehensive package, and you've gone through the modules and workshops of this theme, plus also the entire seminar series as a whole. So within the Defence Ready seminar series, the defence introduction, you know, and I know it's an important topic, but our audience may not necessarily know, why is it so important and who will benefit most from the training?
Well, I'll start that answer by repeating that this is a bedrock all the other seminars. The knowledge base prepares you for every other seminar to maximise the benefit you have for those seminars. The other part that I stress with this is that we all think we know it all, particularly if we're baby boomers, right? We all think the Generation Xs know nothing, we know it all. Every time I talk to my grandchildren, I realise I don't know anything. So basically, we need to make sure that everybody understands that this seminar provides you with a lot of updating and a lot of trails that you can follow to remind yourself of the information you need to know. So that is very important. We chose the e-learning route for the first four modules because it is significantly information rich. You can start, stop, visit, revise, stay on a website for a bit longer before you come back, and generally explore. So delegates should do these four modules prior to the webinars for defence introduction and, of course, note their questions. As I said, we're not precious about getting questions. There's no such thing as a silly question. The defence market is dynamic, to say the least, and comprehensive. Remember that the defence market includes people who sell bread, mow lawns, produce cyber products, launch missiles, blow things up, go to sea, fly an aircraft, and talk a lot. So basically, there's a job for everybody in the defence market. By the way, as I stated earlier, this series has been under development and integration for 5 years. The effort is by subject matter experts with decades of experience. It would be incorrect of me to say there is not significant third-party IP used, as available in the public domain or under third-party license in this series. All delegates acknowledge the IP rights of all providers when entering the GOAL learning management system for the first time and every time you enter it.
So lots of great information there, but what are the key points and information you're going to address under each of the workshops in this particular seminar?
Well, in workshop one, we got the beginner's guide, as I said, just describing the marketplace in its totality. So we're talking about where Australia fits into the world defence market, how big the defence market is, what products that we offer, what products others offer to us. We also do the updates to that. So it's updates to the e-learning, what might have changed. The other bit we cover off in this workshop is, where do you fit? How do you understand what defence readiness means to you? There's a term called the Capability Lifecycle. It's a CLC, another defence acronym. There is a very large manual on what that is in the resources library. But in short, it's about what happens from cradle to grave in any defence asset's life. And that terminology is gold to understand where you can go to find out where you can sell your bits, your good idea, your services, whatever it is you're trying to sell. We also talk about what the opportunities are that are current and how you could best use industry associations. I said there was a bunch of videos and some talking moments for certain industry associations. We will grow that as we get closer to the defence series, We're not precious about industry associations. Some of them are state-based, some of them are national, some of them are regional. So it is important for delegates to understand the industry associations that are most relevant to them. We also talk about what's next, and that's the second webinar, which is all the answers. As I said, well, we expect to get bombarded with questions. This is a very difficult market to understand. There is a huge defence glossary inside the defence environment to help people who have been around defence as long as me to understand the acronyms. And even then, we can't understand them all. So there'll be a lot of questions, and there'll be a lot of questions about the processes and where they fit in. So we expect to get some answers out to help you on your journey in the seminar series. We'll talk about SME facts, where SMEs fit in the defence environment. We'll do a bunch of case studies from experienced defence industry SMEs in consulting or services provision, what's called above the line and below the line. We'll even explain that terminology. Okay, we'll talk about products, whether it's widgets or whether it's a plane, and how they get provided, how you can go and offer your services to mow the grass in the Defence Estate and Infrastructure Group, how you can go to the Defence Science and Technology Organisation and talk to them about your magnificent idea that's going to save the world, and how you will get funding for that and grow it with those very, very bright people in the Defence Science and Technology Group. We'll also talk about the Centre for Defence Industry Capability, which is the only centre of its kind in Australia for any industry, which is significantly supporting the defence industry with both real advice, real money, and real upskilling. And then we talk about what's next in the series.
Okay, so that's a pretty comprehensive set of workshops there, but you've given a lot of information and, of course, case studies and so on, but how will you relate the information to real business examples?
It's a good segue with the case studies, Grant, because the case studies are in themselves gold in terms of real examples. These are people who've got, as I said, battle scars and whip marks. They've failed, and they've failed in big ways. Gold Group, I'll talk about Gold Group as one example, where we have invested a lot of money in certain things and that's not come off. But we've fallen over, picked ourselves up, wiped ourselves down, wiped the tears away and got on with it. And basically, some things work, some things don't. What you get out of that is if you do this, that will happen. Of course, you can't prevent, like children and grandchildren, you can't prevent them from doing it, okay? But you can tell them, if you do this, that will happen. It's cold comfort when it does. But we're also going to be able to tell people how they can actually avoid doing this and that will happen by getting the right help, the right advice, and the right assistance. All information is provided from an SME lens, so it's directly relatable to what they're trying to achieve.
Okay, so thanks for that. You did clarify that the case studies will definitely lead to those real business examples and steps to take, which everyone's always looking for from a seminar. So the other thing that we're generally looking for from seminars is, I've done the seminar, I'm starting to try to apply it, but what support is there available for delegates who may want additional information during and after the seminar?
Well, I mentioned earlier, Grant, that there's a number of existing resources in the resource library we're providing, making available in our learning management system. There's a bunch of existing online resources. That's a technical term too, by the way, the defence users, bunch, it's an acronym. But they're made available through the Gold Group learning management system, and you can access and revisit them during the Defence Ready series. The websites and public sources are also made available, the links. We've gathered a library of the links to YouTube videos and other things. We constantly review that library. So when you do the training and access the library, you can make a note of the web links, publications, etc., and you can do Google searches of your own. And you'll be able to bookmark the locations, and you're always able to then reach the latest versions. Additionally, we're going to offer those question opportunities. And if one of the questions, for example, is, I have no clue, I've got the best seal in the world. And I'm not talking about one that sits next to a walrus. I'm talking about a seal for a significantly important part of a naval warship, for example, or an aircraft. If the seal fails, the aircraft falls out of the sky. Okay, so they're really, really important. I've got this great seal. How do I actually sell that seal? Because I have no clue how I can do business directly with defence. Do I have to go through a prime contractor? Is there an avenue for me to get my part recognised both nationally and internationally? And the really, really good answer that they're going to hear on this journey is that the answer is yes to all of those questions. Yes, you can deal directly with defence. Yes, you can offer your widget directly. Yes, you can clarify that this widget is the same as some other widget and that those widgets are used all around the world so that somebody in England or UAE or USA can buy that widget from you and they know it's equivalent to somebody else's widget. So basically there's a lot of peripheral information that you will learn for small to medium enterprises to help you to grow. Coupled with that, of course, is the links to how you actually register with organisations like the Industry Capability Network or how you register with the supplier portals for all of these major defence companies. So those things are gold and hopefully the delegates will get a huge amount of value out of this first seminar.
Well, thank you, Alan. I really appreciate you taking the time to come and help us with an overview of the Defence Introduction Seminar as part of the Defence Ready Seminar Series. And I think this has really helped everyone understand that even if you have maybe had some dealings with defence in the past or currently, you may still get a benefit out of attending this seminar because there's so much more to consider. Alan, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, Brent, and have a good day.
You have been listening to another Defence Ready Seminar episode. For more information on the Defence Ready Seminar Series, please visit the Goal Group website at www.goalgroup.com.au. This episode has been produced by Southern Skies Media on behalf of Goal Group. The content in this episode cannot be used without permission from Goal Group.
Southern Skies Media.